Memorial Day weekend. Just a terrible, terrible weather for the beginning of the weekend. I guess it's supposed to get nicer for the weekend, and we'll keep you posted on all of that. But the thing about Memorial Day is that we kind of lose sight, I think, of what the day is supposed to be about. Believe it or not, some of you will actually be shocked to know that Memorial Day has not been proclaimed in order to have mattress sales, because that's what it seems like. But, you know, the Memorial Day weekend for a lot of people means barbecues and time off and leisure time. Look at the airports today. Look at both of the airports. Everybody's traveling to go enjoy some leisure time, when really Memorial Day is to commemorate the day for those who made the ultimate sacrifice for America. And, you know, that's really what this day is about. And that's why I wanted to welcome into the program Nancy Mina, who is president of Gold Star Wives of America. This is an organization that is dedicated to widows and widowers whose spouses have died while serving in the armed forces. And Nancy, it's very nice to have you with us today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. We appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate the sacrifice that you and your families have made. I just want to kind of, you know, refocus. I want everyone to enjoy the weekend, have fun for the weekend, even go and buy a mattress. Because that's what, you know.
Definitely buy a mattress.
That's right. But I want people to, at least for a minute, to think about why we are actually commemorating Memorial Day. Explain to us a little bit about what Gold Star Wives of America is about.
Thank you. So Gold Star Wives of America, and this, as you said, it's both men and women, spouses. We started in 1945, and at that time, some of the men were not coming home from the war, and so that's why we got the name Gold Star Wives. And of course, now we know that both men and women serve and die in the service. So at that time, the women really were left destitute. They didn't have. They needed jobs. They needed child care. They needed medical. And so we joined with Eleanor Roosevelt and began Gold Star Wives. At that time, it was called Gold Star Widows of World War II, but we've changed it to Gold Star Wives. And it was really about bringing the children and the mothers together and creating, going to Congress and asking for benefits. An example is that a child of a soldier received a stipend of $30 a month, but if that soldier died, the stipend was reduced to $15 a month.
Mm.
And so they went to Congress, and they got it raised to $18 a month. It was a big win. So it really was, about being able to take care of those left behind. And now, of course, that we're here for each other, we support each other. We have chapters in almost every state. We have, over 30 chapters, and we have members. We still have members from World War II, from Korea, from Vietnam, Iraq and Afghanistan, Beirut, all eras. And we include children action, active duty, service connected. We have widows of suicide. We have widows due to burn pits and Agent Orange. And we are all in this together.
I want to talk about the particular problems that spouses of those who died in the armed forces, the particular problems that they go through. But talk to me a little bit about what Memorial Day means to your organization. I mean, you know, supporting the spouses is great, of course, but remembering those who actually gave their lives has to be of paramount importance, I would think, to you and your fellow members, right?
It is, and in particular, our organization has been honored to. We normally are able to place a wreath at Arlington at the Tomb of the Unknown, which is a very, very special and almost sacred place to us. My husband is at Arlington himself. And so this is a day, this is a weekend, really, where we want to remember our loved ones who passed and honor them. The newer widowed are very sensitive when people say things like Happy Memorial Day. As we, you know, get a little bit down the road, then it doesn't hurt quite as much when we hear that. But we do, it's a time when we honor our dead. My husband served in Vietnam. He had the Silver Star and some other medals, and he was actually killed in 1984 in a training accident. He was shot and killed at Fort Bragg, and I was 8 months pregnant with my youngest child, and it's just a very, I think about him all the time, but especially at Memorial Day, I do everything I can to honor his memory, and it's a hard day for us.
Of course.
It's a hard day.
Of course, and well, you know, and that's why I wanted to bring some attention to the Gold Star wives, the families, the survivors, and therefore the armed service members themselves. So, you know, we can properly frame Memorial Day, you know, as you say, using the term Happy Memorial Day is kind of a misnomer. You know,
it is
a day of remembrance. I don't think anyone means it, you know, in a literal sense of, hey, it's great to be celebrating somebody who gave their life. But
that's true.
But that's kind of my point, though, is that, you know, we take this day and we turn it into a big holiday, you know, for us, a time to party and have fun. And, you know, we should at least take 10 minutes to remember what the day is really about.
Yes, we need to just take those few minutes to remember. And this is an especially significant year because it's the 100th anniversary, the centennial of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And so it's just such a special time of the year. For 100 years, we've had that Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and we've had Gold Star mothers and Gold Star wives and Gold Star families honoring our loved ones who've passed. And, yeah, this is a very, very significant year in my mind. I'm just thinking about that all the time, that we've had that tomb for 100 years. Our country has done things to honor our spouses. And, of course, Memorial Day originated as Decoration Day, and we used to live in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and we were there with the Civil War cemeteries, and my children would, you know, go place the flags, and so I always think of it as Decoration Day, and I would think about it back to our Civil War days.
So you must know men and women in your organization, the widows and the widowers. How are they when they come to your organization? Are they looking for camaraderie? Are they looking for support? They're looking for people who can uniquely understand what they're going through, having lost a spouse while serving in the armed forces?
Yes, all of that. As for some of us, we don't get connected right away, and when you lose your military person, you lose that military community, and you feel kind of lost because, you know, your children are at school. They're the only ones who had a father that or a mother that has served and has died in maybe a horrific way. No one understands that, and so you finally find this community of other people that get you, that understand what you've gone through, what your family has gone through, and so there's just a peace to be around them and not have to explain yourself and what you've gone through, that they have walked that walk also, which luckily most people will never understand. And I'm glad that they won't.
So what's it like when somebody is introduced to the organization? I mean, are there meetings? Are there... How does it work so they get it what it is that they're looking for?
Well, we have chapter meetings Like I said, we've got over 30 chapters, and we have regions. We have region conferences. In addition to that, the one of the blessings of COVID is that we have upped our game a bit in the virtual. And so once or twice a month, I conduct virtual meetings for everyone across the country and on certain topics that would be of interest to them. And it connects the people that are at home, that are looking, and they can introduce themselves to each other all across the country. Sometimes they find out, oh my gosh, you live a mile from me. And so we're doing a lot more with the virtual to connect people and trying to get the word out. Some people are looking for camaraderie. Some people are looking for help with, you know, their benefits didn't go as they thought they would. They need help with the paperwork. Maybe they just need someone to hear their story, someone to hold their hand, someone to be with on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Just all different levels of what we do to support each other.
Yeah, that's why I think this organization is so important, because it not only honors those who gave their lives, the reason that we celebrate Memorial Day, those who made the ultimate sacrifice, but also I've always said, and I think most people agree, that the families of the people who serve are just as involved, and you know, are just as knee deep in all of this as anyone else. So especially when there's a loss, you know, the survivors are just kind of left hanging often.
They are, and I like to say that while our spouses paid the ultimate sacrifice and the ultimate price, we're left to live that out every day.
Let me take go ahead. Okay, let me take a break, and when we come back from that, I want to find out some of the things that your organization is doing, how people can get involved. I also want to open up the phone lines, because we've got you know, people on our phone lines who have gone through the same thing, might want to share their experiences of what they went through with you know, losing a loved one like this. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Nancy Minaw with Gold Star Wives of America, as we kick off this Memorial Day weekend, talking with Nancy Minaw, who is with Gold Star Wives of America, the organization that provides support to widows and widowers whose spouses have died in the armed services, the real meaning of remembering those who made the ultimate sacrifice for the Memorial Day weekend. Nancy, I was wondering if you had ever seen the movie called Military Wives. It came out a couple of years ago. Does that ring a bell to you in any way?
You know, I do not think that I have seen that. It sounds interesting. Who was the... What was the story on that?
You have to, I'm sure it's streaming someplace right now. We'll see if we can find it, but it's a British film, kind of a comedy, kind of a drama about a group of wives who are stationed at a military base. Their husbands are all called off into action, and this movie is about how these wives, you know, get along when the husbands are gone, how they occupy their time, what they do. But, you know, some of the wives in this group, because their husbands are called into action, are killed in action. And it's about this group coming together to support one another. It's a very sweet movie, because the wives start a singing group that becomes very, very popular. But it's also about how they live in constant fear every day that they might get that phone call that they don't want, or the visit that they don't want, that their significant other is no longer alive. It's a very sweet and very touching movie. And you definitely have to look it up. Yes.
As soon as you talked about the choir, I realized, oh yes, I've seen that movie. It is a very, very sweet movie. And, you know, in the movie We Were Brothers with Mel Gibson, there's a part in that at the beginning where they're notifying the wives, and the way that the military is doing that, the wives take offense at that, and they decide they will be part of that process. And that is a very sweet part of that movie, how the wives immediately come together and see what the needs are, and that this is not the way to notify people. Because there's just nothing worse than that knock at the door.
Yeah.
If I could tell you a little bit, my experience, my children were lined up at the window. I had four children, and I was pregnant with a fifth, and they were like little stair steps, each with a dollar bill in their hand, waiting for that ice cream man. And my son, my oldest son, who was eight, said, Mom, there's two Army guys in a police car outside.
Oh, boy.
And that's all I needed to know. I did not want to answer that knock at the door because I knew what they were going to say. But just like it's burned in my mind forever.
Of course.
That you know, image of those children just innocent, waiting for that ice cream man.
Waiting for the ice cream man.
The world changed in a moment.
Yeah. This movie, by the way, I did look it up, is on Amazon Prime Video right now. It's on Apple TV. It's on Hulu. It's on YouTube, so there are a bunch of places that people can watch it. It's called Military Wives. It's from 2019. Mike is on the phone line who has a question that you might be able to help with, Nancy. Mike, you're on WGN. Hi.
Good afternoon, Dean. I was just calling about my uncle died in World War II. He was in I think he was in the Army, but he had no wife, children, and he was an Irish immigrant. And he's buried somewhere in the Philippines, and we can't seem to find out where he's buried. And I was just wondering if is there anywhere I could get some help with that, locating where he's at?
Yeah, not
because they contacted, like, his cousins, because the immigration papers didn't have his mother or father's name because mm-hmm. they were still in Ireland.
Yeah. Well, it's not exactly what Gold Star Wives does, but I don't know, Nancy. Maybe you do have information that might be helpful to Mike in his quest.
I wish I had better information. It sounds like they've already done some research. So you know, there's the National Cemetery Service. You can contact for records, but. So he was in the United States military, but you think that because was he a citizen? Had he become a citizen?
He was a citizen. He had a sister and a brother he came over with,
but he was a U.S. citizen. What were you going to say, Nancy?
Where have you checked?
He was listed as U.S. Army.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've checked trying to get his records?
Yes.
And have not been able to?
And nothing has come up, and we can't find in the Philippines where he's buried.
Would the military have a record of that to give them an idea of, where in the Philippines they might look? Nancy, do you know?
Well, if he was with the military service at the time of death and they buried him, they should have a record of what cemetery, unless his remains... again, in World War II, sometimes the remains were not identified.
Right.
But then they would show him as, missing in action or something like that. So, I hate to say this, but lots of times the answer is contact your congressman. Each congressman has a staff that takes care of veterans issues, and this might be something that they would be able to help you with.
That's a very good...
If you'd like to talk to me about it further, though... let me give you our business phone number and website. We're www.goldstarwives.org, and our phone number is 888-751-6350. Because personally, I would like to help you, and I'd like to dig into this.
Yeah, and if people would like to get more information, just in general about Gold Star Wives of America. There's your number and website.
Yes.
Nancy Mina, we appreciate you joining us for this remembrance, this very important remembrance this year. I hope you have a great weekend and get through it with as few tears as possible. Thank you so much.
thank you very much for having us, and thank you for all that you do to spread the word, and thank you for the way that you're approaching Memorial Day. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, Nancy.